Well, hello to you and a very warm welcome to the OK Cafe. If this is your first time joining us here in the OK Cafe, I would ask that you go back and listen to the very first episode, which is an introduction to the OK Cafe. If you do that first, it will help you to understand why we're here. And what we're doing, but the two most important things to remember about the OK Cafe is the first is that however you feel is OK, and that's the first very important thing to remember, that however you feel is OK because it is how you feel. And the second point to remember about the OK Cafe is that what we do here is we take some of those difficult emotions out from wherever we've stored them in our cupboard and in our mind, and we look at them and we understand them, we accept them, and we let them go. And that's all part of the process of becoming okay again. So however you feel is okay, but it's also important to look at some of those emotions and to understand them and to be able to move on from them. So now you're in the Okay Cafe, definitely come and take a seat, and you might like to have a drink. I often actually, when I'm recording these, do really like to have something with me. And at the moment, I've got a hot chocolate. I don't know if it's cold where you are. It is absolutely freezing here. I don't think it got above zero all day. So yeah, the hot chocolate is certainly warming me from the inside. And I don't know about you, but you know, February has been a pretty difficult month for me. I mean, January was quite an anxious month, and February has been very difficult. It's been a month where I've actually felt quite alone, and quite sad. And so the sadness certainly is the emotion that I want to bring out of the cupboard and to look at and to understand and to let go. And for those of you, if you have already read my book that I published in 2017, I have a book called The Superhero I Was Born to Be, and in that I talk about my sadness, and it's something that I have struggled with for as long as I can remember, and often it's inexplicable, if you know, if you asked me what was wrong, I couldn't, you know, I can't tell you in those particular moments of sadness. But this month has been a little bit different to that. This month I've had, as I say, a very kind of strong feeling of being alone. And struggling alone, and that's where the sadness has come from, really. And I think, can you hear my cat there in the background? Luna is a new addition to the family, and actually she's helped a huge amount with kind of keeping me company, really, and keeping me feeling comforted. And I always sort of, I mean, I've had animals before, and I've always read about their kind of therapeutic properties, but hadn't really appreciated that before Luna arrived, really. So So yeah, as I said, the sadness has come from this feeling of being alone and of kind of fighting many battles. And yesterday I went to a small women's group which has been set up to support vulnerable women. And I went along to talk to them really about my own experiences of vulnerability and my own experiences of being in an abusive relationship, which I sort of always view as long past. But actually this month and going to that group sort of made me realize that actually these are the, you know, there are scars that you carry with you, and there are scars that you you know, you need to take care of, and to remember that that they are there, and to be good to yourself when those scars start to hurt or are I don't know how to explain it in the best way, but you know, sometimes there are wounds that don't heal, and it's really important for you and for your well-being to be aware of those wounds, and I'm not 100% sure that I'm fully aware of mine yet. It's certainly an evolutionary process of coming to terms with them, but yes, this kind of feeling of being alone and of facing things alone is I guess a wound for me. And when I mean alone, I mean there's sort of the kind of obvious aloneness in the fact that I am single, divorced from my husband, and I do live with my daughter, but she is with my ex-husband every other weekend, and a couple of nights in the week, and so, you know, there are times, quite a lot of times, when I am physically on my own, but it's less about that for me and more about you know, this kind of feeling of where do you turn when difficult things are happening in your life. And again, that's something that you know, I struggle to turn to people, and I struggle to ask for help. And that's going to this group yesterday and sort of realizing that actually sometimes just talking and just hearing other people say that they've had a difficult month or a difficult week, and you know, this is how they've been feeling, and knowing that you know, that is also how you've been feeling, and that's a really powerful thing. And you know, why I started this OK Cafe and why this exists is because of that that power of empathy. Because we are not alone. Whatever emotion we are feeling, whatever battle we are fighting, whatever struggle we are facing, you're not alone. We're not alone. That there is someone, and I am in no doubt that there is someone close to us. That if we just sort of reached out and touched, then we would. You know, then we would know that they were dealing and struggling with the same thing as us. So my kind of, I guess, conclusion or my way of moving forward for March is to reach out When I am feeling sad, when I am feeling alone, to reach out to the people that I know are there. I have built a strong support network, and I know it's there, but sometimes the using it is hard, and the accepting that I need to use it is hard. So that's my resolution really for March, is to reach out. And in the kind of Four Tops song sense, is to reach out for those people who are near, and to show myself really that I am that I'm not alone. So we only have a few more minutes together. Here in the OK Cafe, I always like to try and keep these podcast episodes under 15 minutes, because I think that's a good kind of time, and also I'm one of those people with a very short attention span, so if I sort of think to myself at 15 minutes is about my capacity to listen to something. So I'm sure everyone else is far more patient than I am. But yeah, I wanted to keep it to that 15 minutes for you all. And thank you, huge thank you for being part of this. Recording these episodes, I never really know what I'm going to say, I'll be brutally honest, and I never really know what's going to come out, when I take that emotion, that difficult emotion out of the cupboard in my mind and look at it. And as I say, this month the kind of sadness, I've known that it stemmed from a feeling of being alone, but not really thought any further than that. So a huge thank you to you all for listening and for joining me here. And I hope it's been useful for you as well to think about some of the emotions that you've been struggling with this month as well. And as I say, to look at them and understand them and accept them, and ultimately to let them go, so that we can start March afresh and ready to deal with the new things that come forward, and with the positive and the good emotions that come forward as well, the joy and the love and the laughter and the happiness. I'm a firm believer that if we don't clear out the negative, there's no room for the positive either. So I'm really glad that I've done that, and a huge thank you to you for being part of it. Now, I always leave people with some further reading if you would like to, and I've mentioned my book previously, The Superhero I Was Born to Be. But also there is another book I would recommend called Spiritual Bypassing, and it's by Robert Augustus Masters. That's Spiritual Bypassing by Robert Augustus Masters. Now, it's heavy going, I will be honest with you, but if you are into kind of personal development books, it's well worth a read, and again, it's about kind of the difficult emotions and the necessity to process them, and also to understand them and to talk about them, and to not feel ashamed to talk about those difficult emotions. So as I say, it's a huge thank you for joining me in the OK Cafe, and I hope you have an absolutely marvellous March.